I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to The Drive, Jay Binkley, Rob Britton. Don't forget, 96.5 The Fan draft event at The Landing in Liberty. That's right, it's a perfect spot to have it. We did it last year for the first round. We'll do a live broadcast the entire time, 5-6 hours, whatever it takes. Thursday, April 24th, The Landing in Liberty is where it's at. Starting at 6, I'll be there. Kristen Osero will be there. Our character concerns will be there. But the whole staff will be there. Rob Britton's there. Drew Nixon, if you want to have him talk about making the Masters, he'll be there. Basically, the whole staff. $965 in prize money now for predicting the most players right. You get extra points for picking the correct team. It's obviously up from 610 from 610 Sports Days to 96.5 with an autographed Juwan Taylor helmet as well. The sheet for your picks must be turned in, of course, prior to number one, Tennessee, on the clock, which that one should be a real easy one. Actually, the first three should be real easy to get the correct pick and the correct team. So see what you can do at The Landing in Liberty coming up on the 24th. By the way, the Royals roster move, as Rob mentioned earlier, Mark Canha, 10-day IL list, left abductor strain. These baseball injuries are wild, man. Left abductor strain with him. Drew Waters. Everybody wants to see some Drew Waters. He's back. See what he can do. He's recalled from Omaha. And yes, text line that asked me if I talked Royals. I've led with the Royals the last 2 days, as a matter of fact. I was the Royals insider during some really bad baseball as well. So I've talked plenty of Royals, and I love the Royals. Rocking the Royals gear. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But yes, I do love the Kansas City Royals. Seth Lugo on the mound. Vern comes your direction. Vern is the absolute best, comes your direction at 5:30. But now it's time for our countdown to the draft that you do every day, Rob, and I think it's simply brilliant.
Bing, today for our countdown to the draft conversation, simple to twofold. We'll start with this. First things first, a little news and notes. Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes, or I guess former quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes, he is entering the NFL draft. He is a polarizing character, as many mocks have him falling. He recently, according to Ian Rapoport, took a top 30 visit. I know how you love a good top 30 visit, Bing.
Love a good top 30 visit. People go nuts on that.
He went to visit the Pittsburgh Steelers, who hold the 21st overall pick. First things first, Bing, two-part question. Let's start here. Do you believe the mock drafts that could have Shedeur Sanders falling and falling fast on the NFL draft in a few weeks?
I don't. I think he's the second best quarterback in this draft class. I don't like this draft class. I mean, Cam Ward's okay. I mean, in previous years, wouldn't have him as the number one quarterback for sure. I do like Cam Ward. I've liked him ever since he transferred from Incarnate Word up to Washington State and then down to Miami. He's a fantastic player. But Shedeur's number two. And as far as sliding up and down, the NFL is desperate for quarterbacks. They're desperate for quarterback play. And I'll give props to the Atlanta Falcons. They went out and got Penix last year, because they had a top 10 pick. Even though they gave the bag to Kirk Cousins, they still had the gonads to go out and get Michael Penix, because they probably, and I don't want to give them too much credit, but if they were looking at the 25 and 26 quarterback draft classes, they're probably like, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's go ahead and get Penix while we have the opportunity. Even though a guy like Arch Manning will be in next year's class, but you got to really suck to be able to get Arch Manning. But no, the NFL is so quarterback starved, so quarterback crazy. I will say this. I did like his toughness. You can't question that from him. I mean, there's certain things you can question. You cannot question the guy's toughness. He stood in the pocket getting drilled. I mean, drilled time after time with that crappy line at Colorado. And, of course, a porous running game. Stood in the pocket, and he delivered. I'll give it. He is a tough, tough dude. But will he fall? No, I don't think so because it's such a quarterback-starved league. And there's so many teams. Sam Darnold played like absolute dog crap the last couple games of the year. Everybody loved him during the year, but he became Sam Darnold again. Let's not forget the guy that saw Ghost in New York showed up, and Casper was out there again because he was crap as a quarterback the last couple games for the Vikings. Knew he was going to get paid. Knew he was going to get the bag. Why? Because NFL teams are starved for quarterbacks.
I actually think I agree with you there. Like, crediting the Falcons, Penix would be the best quarterback in this draft, probably.
100%.
And I like Cam Ward, too. I think people are talking about Cam Ward because he's the quarterback and the obvious number one. But, and I think in a lot of previous drafts, he would be, the third or fourth best quarterback. So, I think there's a lot of buzz for Cam Ward, who's kind of just a product of the draft he's in. But the second part of my two-part question, Bink, the Steelers are getting a top 30 visit from Shedeur Sanders. Let's just play out a hypothetical. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Shedeur Sanders does drop. Contrary to what you believe, let's just say he does, and the Steelers take him at 21. Or maybe they trade up to 15. They get Shedeur Sanders.
Which has happened.
Very possible. That's how Kenny Pickett ended up in Pittsburgh.
Aaron Rodgers slipped and fell.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, if Shedeur Sanders ends up in Pittsburgh in some form or fashion, where does the former MVP Aaron Rodgers end up? Because it's looking less and less like Miami. And if Pittsburgh takes Shedeur, it's probably unlikely to be Pittsburgh. And the Giants don't seem like a destination anymore. And he left the Jets. What's the future for Aaron Rodgers look like as we inch closer and closer to the draft?
I still think the Giants, in that desperation mode, they need to go there because it'll save Daboll's job. It will. Because Daboll, in my opinion, is the first NFL coach fired. Shouldn't even be coach of it this year. But if you have a rookie quarterback, you can kind of withstand saying, hey, man, the guy's a rookie. Here's the thing with Rodgers. When's McAfee having his big Pittsburgh show? I know he's going back.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Okay, it's coming up. And Rodgers, synonymous for going on the Pat McAfee show, right? What's a better way in place to announce he's going to become a Pittsburgh Steeler than McAfee's Pittsburgh show? I'm just saying, when's that thing? Because that's coming up soon.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.